Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Parshvika. We'll talk about how to deal with the stage of overwhelming. Like you feel like everything is so much overwhelming and get it done. So I'm going to share some tips to actually deal with the feeling of overwhelming, because most of the time it's all about the feelings. Like maybe you would be having a lot of the work and you have a pretty busy schedule, but I could tell you that even though how much busy you are, how much busy your lifestyle is, still you're gonna get the time to work on your business, deal with this feeling of overwhelming. When you are feeling overwhelming, when you feel like you have a lot of the stuff to do, then you feel like you have literally a lot of the physical stuff to do. But I think that it's more about the mental side, like how you're actually feeling related to something or the other. Because no matter how much busy you are, if you really want to do something, you're gonna do it. You're not gonna see any excuses. Let me give you an example. For example, if you are having a full-time job and you are running your business and you are like, but you have your partner, your relationship, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, or whatever it is, your wife, your husband, even though you're so busy with your own time, with your own schedule and all that stuff, still you're gonna get that time to actually enjoy that time with your partner, right? Because you love your partner, you love your relationship, and you wanna give you that time. That means you have a time. Obviously, we always have a time. Having no time is just an excuse. It's just a deadly disease, I can call it. The people say that, oh, I'm so busy. Like busy is a word that is kind of like a very popular trending these days. I think it was popular back then as well, but this is not good anymore. Like we feel like we have to say the busy, even though we are sitting on our couch, relaxing, watching the Instagram reels, watching the YouTube videos, still we are saying that we are busy, we feel overwhelming, we don't have time. So it's all about the feelings. So let me just dive into the tips and that we're going to help you. The first thing first, prioritize your tasks, prioritize your life, prioritize your business. Whatever it is the most important for you, prioritize that. Make a list of the things that you feel like are the very, very important for you. Whether they are important in terms of your running your business, in terms of your relationship, in terms of your family, whatever it is, just write it down onto your list or onto the piece of paper. Most important for you, just prioritize those tasks. Just write it down on the topmost list. Like these are the things that are very, very important and essential for me and my life. Okay. But that being said, the second tip I have for you, write down all the things on your list which you think that you have incorporated somehow, but they are not that essential. Like you have seen some business owner actually doing an advertising paid ads and you think that, oh, they are making so much money on the paid ads, so I'm gonna give it a short paid advertising for my own brand. But then you don't need it right now, okay? You don't need it. You're working on the product right now. You don't need to start with the paid advertising right now. But then you're looking at the other people and other businesses and you are thinking that you also have to do that. That means it's not important. It's not essential. So you have to make another list of the things that are not essential, but somehow you have actually put down on the list to do it. How are you going to do that? Just write it down, all the things that's coming in your mind. Whether you want to do the paid advertising, new products, new promotion strategy, new channel, whatever it is, just write it down. And then literally ask yourself, do you really want to do this? Is this really important? Like if you have 10 minutes in a day, what are you going to be doing this particular thing? If not, scroll down. Crisscross that, remove that thing from the list. That's the very most important thing, to actually understand what's really important and negotiate all the things that are not really important. Because sometimes when we have a lot of the stuff going in our mind, in our background, we don't know which things to focus on, which things to ignore. With that being said, the third tip I have for you is to at least have 5 to 10 minutes in a day complete by yourself. This is really important. Whether you're an extrovert, introvert, it doesn't really matter. You need to give yourself time to actually feel the emotions, to actually feel the thoughts, or to actually be with you. Just be with you alone. Maybe in your bedroom, maybe in the nature. Maybe if you don't get a time, you have like hold the people at your home and you don't have that free time alone, then maybe go to a washroom and just
spend some time there. Like, I do that. Sometimes when I'm traveling, sometimes I have like so many family members or relatives at my home and it's a busy day and I want to sometimes spend alone, I go to the washroom, sit there, or maybe stand there for 10 minutes and just check in myself. Like, daily check-in, you can call it. It's really important. Don't miss it out, because this daily check-in will gonna help you breathe, take few deep breaths, plus feel what's feeling inside of you. You need to know what's going inside of you. You can't be like rushing without even understanding and knowing what's going inside of you. So that's why I consider 10 minutes of daily check-in. It's not that much of the time. It's not that very less time. It's a sufficient time. If you want more time, then probably half an hour or maybe more than that. Ask for help. Hire someone in your company. Hire someone to do the stuff. If you don't have money to hire, maybe ask your friends, your family members, your colleagues, anyone to help you with the stuff. Feeling overwhelming is a feeling. I have to do everything by myself. Then that's the stage of the feeling of overwhelming comes. So actually delegate the task. Hire someone. Give it to someone else who could help you with that task, who is really expert in that stuff. Because obviously you will never gonna be perfect and you're not looking out for perfection over here. Okay? So don't strive for perfection. Don't look out for that. I'm gonna do everything by myself. Don't be in that mode. Because the people who are successful, the people who are at the peace, who actually delegate the task and give the task to the people who are really perfect in that, knowing yourself, I'm too busy, I don't have time to do this and that, I'm feeling like, oh, I'm feeling tired. Stop telling yourself, stop reminding yourself that, because most of the times we do have a lot of the time, but then we are wasting our time thinking about these things, complaining about with other people, oh, I don't have the time, I'm too busy, this is so much overwhelming, I don't know how to do that. Just remove all this BS excuses, all this BS stuff. Don't say these things repeatedly every single day or maybe every single hour to your colleague, to your friends. Don't complain, don't blame anyone, okay? Stop saying these things. Because when you're saying these things, you're actually wasting your time, to be frank, because blaming someone or complaining about something will not gonna solve the problem, will not gonna help you solve the issue. The only thing will gonna help you solve the problem is to actually find the solution and to literally do it. Simple. To be frank, we humans create a lot of the drama. Like, we do react so much bad or so much positive to certain things, but most of the times we do react very negatively. Like, it's been said that you can't control the life situations, but you can control your reactions, how you react to a situation. If you're reacting in a very dramatic way, you're wasting your time, plus you're creating an unnecessary drama, which is also actually distracting other people from their own work. So you're not just distracting yourself, you're distracting other people as well. Said another tip I have for you, give one day to enjoy your life. At that one day, don't do the business task, don't do your work task. Maybe it could be a Sunday, a holiday, whatever it is. In that one day, you're gonna fully enjoy it. Whatever you're gonna do, whether you're gonna spend time with yourself or maybe with your partner, with your kids, whatever it is, do something on that particular day that really gives you joy, that really gives you happiness, that you really enjoy doing. It doesn't really matter what you do, where you travel, what you eat. Day is only dedicated to enjoying. That's it. That's the only motive for that particular day. Have that one day in a month. We need to re-energize ourselves. We need to actually give ourselves a break in between by doing something that we really enjoy doing. You don't have to work on the business in that day. Give a holiday for yourself. The stuff on my periods days, because periods days are for my relaxation, for actually going internally deep and meditating for me. And I don't do the business task on that day. Similarly, you could have a days in your month, one or two, whatever it is, but do that, have that small breaks. Another tip I have for you is to meditate. Have a yoga or some kind of exercise or some kind of a physical action or meditation or generally some kind of like the activity that actually help you release your negative emotions, release your negative energy and actually calm you and be at the peace. Whether you could be go for a gym, go for a walk or do journaling, spend time with the nature, yoga. It could be anything, guys. Okay, I do meditation because I feel like meditation is more peace at me, but sometimes I do use the physical work, like the physical activity, just to actually increase your consciousness. Because if you are working on increasing your consciousness, trust me, you're gonna be at peace. You're gonna be so much at the peace despite the chaos that's happening around you. You're not gonna looking at the mess that you have created or other people's mess. You're not gonna look at the chaos. You're gonna be at the peace. And what I have for you is state of being. Focus on your state of being. It's not important We actually trying to fix the physical things a lot. Like I have to act or behave like that or something like that, or I have to do this and that. I need to travel there, or I need to have a relationship. I need to have a kids or something like that. No. Focus on your state of being. What is your state of being? Like how you're feeling right now. Are you feeling composed? Are you feeling joyful? Are you feeling passionate? Are you feeling calm? Are you feeling at peace? What is your feeling right now? What is the state of the being you are in? Whether you are actually exaggerating and actually feeling tired and lazy and overwhelming and procrastinating, like how you're feeling. If your state of being is too much overwhelming, too much exaggerating, ultimately, at the end of the day, you're gonna die one day. So how you wanna die? Do you wanna die with actually feeling exaggeration, overwhelming, tired, sad, depressed, or you want to die happy, peace, joy, compassionate, passionate? It depends on you. So focus on the state of being, how you're feeling right now, and try to do the things that makes you feel more better about yourself, whether physically, mentally, imagination, meditation, whatever it is. Some people think that I'm gonna travel to Bali, Indonesia, Thailand, or I'm gonna travel to Australia or some beach area, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, whatever it is. I'm gonna travel there and I'm gonna sit there at the beach and then I'm gonna feel at the peace. No, you could feel at the peace right now in this current moment, okay? While traveling, you're gonna maybe feeling peace at that time as well, but the feeling of the peace only comes with the state of the being, how you're feeling right now. It's not dependent on your physical location or your situation. It's all about the state of the being. I've seen people traveling to amazing, beautiful destination on the beach, but they're still working on their business, but they're still tense, they're still tired. How the things are actually working at my home or home country. So it's the state of the being. See you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye.